This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for Geek Squawk on Tech Talk. Frida Liu, Man Amateur from CultureBot.com, Jeff Sandu. Someone's wearing something.
Oh, it was just me. Sorry about that.
Designer jewelry.
Jangling Jeff.
Yeah, it's jewelry. I thought it was like a new bracelet, Jeff.
Okay. It's actually the gym tag. So, you know, yeah, keep things fit for 2015. Anyways, another one bites the dust because Radio Shack has officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will sell off up to 2,400 stores in the US. This is just, again, one of those stories where, you know, American company now just, you know, can't really live up to this day and age. The underperforming locations will be closed for good. The brand, though, will live through a store-in-store agreement with Sprint. It's their telco company, and also Standard General. So basically, you will still see Radio Shack, but it's more like a shelf form basis in stores. They have about 27,500 people workforces, and they have yet to failed to post a profit since 2011. So, you know, 4 years of just being in the red is not very good.
Amazon's pretty much been in the red since it started.
Yeah. There were a couple of profitable years.
There were, but I think it was a drop in a rather large ocean.
Yeah. But what's actually going to be interesting?
Happening in Malaysia.
You know, yeah, so I know it's probably franchised owned, so, you know, maybe, you know, they will still survive. But it's, you know, it's surely a sign for, you know, for them to, like, you know, maybe we should innovate, we should change, because when was the last time you even step into a store and, like, you know, bought anything IT gadget from, I don't know, anymore? Like, I can't remember when the...
Not for a very long time.
Yeah. And even for us who are, you know, gadget freaks, we love headphones and you know, it's USB time. We buy it online. I rarely go to a shop and go and buy, like, oh, I need this and then buy it.
Yeah, I mean, if I do buy anything from that kind of shop, it's something stupid like a cord wrap.
Correct.
Not the big ticket items.
No, the USB thing for the car or something like that. But the other thing with Radio Shack is, and I'm not sure what will happen, even in the States, they had something 15 to 20% of the stores were actually franchised, so they're independent owned, but running the Radio Shack branding. Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
It is an institution, and it went for some. I mean, well, we'll see what happens. I think you shouldn't lose the brand, but this inability to innovate and, you know, getting comfortable, resting on our laurels and all that, you see that happening, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of stores are going to go this way, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, the other one was Tower Records. I think, you know, we were talking about, you know, Tower Records is the same thing, but, you know, in Malaysia they seem to be doing all right. Radio Shack in Malaysia may seem to be doing okay still, because I saw a report that they just launched a new outlet in Avenue K. So, you know, they're opening up new outlets and all, but I don't know. I still buy my stuff online, so hopefully do you buy anything from Radio Shack online?
No, not online.
You see, that's the thing as well. You know, we'd rather go up to, you know, like the Amazon or your eBay. I even buy stuff from eBay. We generally will pay a bit more for the shipping if it comes from, you know, the States or wherever.
Yeah.
If there's a local store, we will buy it locally. Like the Xiaomi, I just bought like the Xiaomi Fitband, and it's a local store. But I just don't want to go all the way down there. Yeah, we'll do a review of this. It's actually really cool.
Okay.
We'll do a review of it. But, you know, we don't really want to go down all the way to a mall, park the car, go up, you know, buy the headphones and then come back. So anyways, we'll hear more, I guess. What I'm about to share now, so it might actually make you consider your full-time job, because Social Blade, they posted up the top 15 YouTube stars earnings based on the money generated for every 1,000 ad views.
Okay.
Now, some of these accounts are completely ridiculous. For example, coming in at number 14, it's this user account's name is actually It's Baby Big Mouth, and it's generating about $567,000 $1 million to $9 million annually for videos that are mostly about opening chocolate eggs for the toys inside. It's like, you know, the Kinder Bueno toys. And yeah, so it's basically it's just showing you a video of, you know, what toy
is inside the egg.
Yeah, and that's about it. It's like a 30 seconds, 40 second video, and you know this person is making about $500,000 annually, up to $9 million annually. So that's incredible. Yeah, that's insane. The number one user is actually called Disney Collector BR. Gets about $1.5 million US dollars to $23.4 million annually, and as you can guess, it's a collector of Disney toys. And it just kind of shows you what the toy does for, you know, parents and stuff. It's a very short 5 minutes, 6 minutes video.
Wow. Let's not even get innovative here.
Yeah, but they are making, you know, millions and millions of US dollars annually. Obviously, these numbers, again, they don't account for Google's cut because Google will take a huge cut. Actually, it's about 45%. But still, if you're earning $23.4 million annually... 1%, I'll be happy.
I'd like everyone to come and see my new YouTube channel. Every day I'm putting up a video of a sock that no longer has a pair from my sock box.
Right.
It might work, actually, Matt. You never know.
I've got a lot.
I think there will be people who will be keen to know what pair, you know, what sock has been missing today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, Google and toy maker Mattel, they are holding an event on the February 13th in New York, where both companies are promising that we'll see a product debut. No idea what it would be. Quite interesting, Google and Mattel. Yeah. So, you know, it could be something that, you know, that takes the Google's cardboard VR into, like, you know, another step into consumers' hands, maybe for the younger generation. Maybe, you know, it's a virtual reality goggles developed by Google, partnered with Mattel.
No, it's a giant robot Barbie that drives cars.
we're not in 2020 yet, Matt. This is 2015. Giant Barbie robots walking around town, driving around without a driver. Man. It's not there yet.
Well, stay tuned, man.
Yeah, stay tuned. Also, actually, this would be quite interesting because it's actually the day before the massive Toy Fair 2015 in Manhattan. So we will be talking a lot of toys when that happens.
Yeah, well, this time next week, it'll be I Told You So.
Anyways, right. Geek Tunes, Matt.
Yeah, this is a track by a little-known London electronic artist who used to be my boss many years ago.
Serious?
This is my friend Alan Castellaro, also known as the Lord Num. This is Whistle and I'll Come to You, BFM. 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.